It is now 5:25, changing tack on sport. It's also a big night tonight for our speed skaters at the Winter Olympics on the brink of a race for a medal. Shane Dobbin, Peter Michael and Rayon Kay will face off against South Korea in the semi-finals, who of course will have the home crowd behind them. Shane Dobbin told Radio Sport that they struggled a little bit in their last race because of the ice conditions.
The ice was just a little bit warmer on race day than what it had been during our preparation days. So we were, all of our training days, we were running at minus 11 degrees as an ice temperature. On race day, we found out afterwards that they were running minus 8.5 degrees. So a couple of degrees warmer, pretty much all that meant was the ice was a little bit grippier than what we were used to and a little bit less glide than what we were used to.
Matthew Biggs is the president of Ice Speed Skating New Zealand. He's also represented New Zealand at speed skating at the two previous Winter Olympics. And Matthew is with me. Hello, Matthew.
A little bit further back than previous.
Okay.
1992 and 94.
Well, it's still not a bad effort. Anyway, what chance do you give them? Matthew?
I give them a good chance. It's going to be really tough against the Koreans. Obviously, they did the fastest time. But as Shane mentioned, of course, they believe that they've got a bit more left in the tank. And I believe it will be very close, whoever wins it. And, of course, it's ice, so that could be, you know, at the world single distance, the Koreans crashed. So anything can happen.
Okay. I think the Koreans, you said that they were fast, so they were fast to qualify. That's right. By about a second and a half. How significant is that? That's quite a big gap, isn't it?
Oh, it's a fairly big gap, but our guys have gone faster than that in the time that the Koreans have set. And also, Peter Michael, interestingly enough, he did the fastest last lap in both the 15 and the 5,000 metres from the whole field of both those events. So he can bring them through in the end. I believe that it's definitely doable.
Right, I watched Michael. He was fourth, wasn't he, the individual 5,000? In fact, I think till the last skater took to the rink, he was actually a bronze medalist, wasn't he? So, I mean, he's the real deal, isn't he? What about the other two?
Yeah, definitely. These guys come from inline roller originally. They've won many world titles over the years. Shane Dobbin won, I think, about three world titles in the marathon. Inline skating is a very tough sport. And a lot of inliners have crossed over to ice over the years and been very successful at it. And these guys they work together extremely well as a team. They're used to the pack racing, and they really kind of, you know, they really mold together and do everything so well.
Matthew, how does this work? So they race against Korea. If they win that, then they race off for the gold, do they? But if they lose, they race off for the bronze. Is that how it works?
Yes, that's correct. So the first round was purely times, but now you've got to win your pairing.
Yeah,
so and the other two, they go for the gold against either Norway or the Netherlands.
Yeah, and the Netherlands are pretty good, aren't they?
Yes, they only just beat Norway though on time. So I think they were looking a little bit shaky in the end. One of their skaters was suffering. So it's such a high intensity sport that if you're just not quite right on the day, you can blow up. And of course, it's the third man that crosses the line. If you lose a skater, it's all over.
Okay. So, Matthew, we wait and hope, and thank you very much.
Yes,
appreciate
we do.
It. That is Matthew Biggs, who is president of Ice Speed Skating New Zealand. News Talk ZB, 5:28.